Welcome to Words for the Wise with your host, Deshaun Williams. Hello, and welcome to another episode of Words for the Wise. I'm your host, Deshaun Williams. And I just wanted to come this week on a week that is I'm normally scheduled off and not to do a podcast episode. And I just want to thank each and every one of you. My goal for season 4 was to have 3,000 plays by the end of season 4. We are nowhere near the end of season 4. And we have hit 3,000 total plays. And we reach over 70 people a week. And I just want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart. When I first had this idea, and I pitched it to other people, it's like, hey, do you think I should start a podcast? They all said no. They was like, what you gonna talk about? My answer at the time was I didn't know. I really did not know at the time what I was going to talk about. The idea was pitched in August of 2018. It wasn't until November 2018 that the podcast actually started. You know, the podcast started after I got out of the hospital for extreme, what they call major depression. So yes, I do struggle with depression. That's one thing I've always tried to be open about on the podcast. Because I want others to know that are struggling with depression also to know that I know what they are feeling. I know the pain that they go through. And if you ever need somebody to talk to, I'm always here for you. But not just that, but there are so many lessons that have been taught on this podcast. From relationships to cheating to heartbreak to like why we can't see our blessings. Why can't we get to our blessings? We are very informational podcast. We just want to teach you everything that we can to the best of our ability. So in light of us finally reaching 3,000 total plays, I have a very special idea that I would love to do. In this idea, I will tell you what it is and I will explain to you how it goes. But first, I want to shout out everybody that's been on the podcast, is going to be on the podcast, or that has supported me. So, first one up, I want to shout out podcast host of Crescent and Palm, Mr. Brandon McCray, as he has been on more than 2 episodes, and we're trying to get him back on. I want to shout out Mr. Isaiah Williams, Mr. Josh Mozick, I think I pronounced that right. Miss Cheyenne Barton, who is also my co-host. She's been quiet as of late, and I understand why. Cannot go into details about that. Another person that has been on is going to be Mr. Benjamin Fincher. I would like to personally thank him. And And I would like to shout out those who allowed when I was getting my podcast started up or trying to get stuff out. They allowed me to be on their podcast. So first, I would like to shout out Mr. Brandon McCrite, host of Crescent and Palm. Because when I first got started, he was one of the first ones I interviewed. Actually, he was the very first one. And he allowed me to come on his show. Next up that I want to shout out is Mr. Johnny Anomaly. I think I said his last name correctly. That's why I kind of said it fast, because I think I butchered it. And he is the host of Creative Coping podcast. And I want to thank him for allowing me to come on to his show and talk about procrastination. He allowed me to come on and talk about procrastination, which is a big deal in today's world. Now, I was able to talk about how I came from nothing and started out and turned it into something. Next up, I want to shout out my supporters, Miss Cherie Lee, who is one of the admins for our Facebook page. I want to shout her out because we have had our differences, but she has supported me thus far. I want to shout out one of my good friends, Miss Kelly Short. I think I pronounced her name right. If I didn't, I'll hear about it later. Because she has supported me thus far. Next one up is going to be Destiny Giles out of Canada. And I want to shout her out because she has supported me also. I want to also shout out people that are going to be on the show soon. Miss Takiya Noble, good friend of mine. Can't wait till y'all hear that episode. But she saw potential in me also, even though we ain't known each other for over a year now. But she saw potential in me. Miss Sierra Fowler, she's a friend. And she's a supporter. Miss Harley Ballantyne, she's a fan, friend, and supporter. Now back to people that's going to be on. Mr. Keandre Riley, he's going to be on eventually. Can't wait till y'all hear that episode. Mr. Brandon Kelly, I can't wait till y'all hear the two episodes that he's going to be on. And, you know, I want to thank each and every one of you that have made this a dream come true. I never thought that in a year and 8 months that I would hit 3,000 plays. 4 months before our 2-year anniversary. So earlier I said that I would tell you what we got planned. Well, what we got planned is that we are going to allow all listeners to send in a video, not a video, but a voice message as, and you can talk about what your favorite episode is, what you like about the podcast, or just some encouraging words. But we ask that you say your name or an alias, because those voice messages will be going into a podcast episode. That release date is not yet determined, but cannot wait to hear what y'all have to say. Anyway, as always, my name is Deshaun Williams, and you know I am your host for Words for the Wise as we get ready to celebrate our 2-year anniversary. And it couldn't have been done without all of you. This is not goodbye, but this is until next time. Peace, love, and faith. I'm out.